All right. Let's go ahead and get into this next review right here. Knock this out. Talk a little bit about your boy, and then we'll be on our way. We got Jason Statham in a movie right here. He's a little blurry, but you can tell by that head who that is. That's Jason Statham. So it's time to play a game. And let's give everybody a chance to answer out there with the toasties before we say anything here. Let's play What Did They Do to Piss Off the Tough Guy? Cause they,
all right. That's a good game. I like this.
They killed something.
Damn. Okay.
What did they do? Did they kill his wife?
All right.
Is it his son?
Mm-hmm.
His daughter? His dog? Did they wreck his car? You know what? What is it? What did y'all kill this? You know what I'm saying?
Did they betray him on a job?
Thank you. That's the next one.
Yeah. Okay.
What did they kill out there? What do you think?
Did they kill his best friend?
Okay, best friend.
I never seen the movie, so I don't know.
You're going to say daughter.
Usually the best friend gets killed in the middle or right before the third act.
Okay. But that's a good guess. That's another
I'll
daughter.
Go best friend.
Yeah. Martin and I know, and a lot of people in the chat, they saw the trailer. They said, if you saw the trailer, you know that they killed his son. And people still like, damn, shit.
I had money on the wife.
Yeah.
That was my kid's college fund. Now what do I do?
Oh, you ain't got to kill no more. Ooh, that's it. Oh, they didn't know me because you know how this is. If you guess his son, you are correct because you know how this is. They kill something. They betray the hero some kind of way. And that's where the hero would get a gun and go on a killing spree. But the twist here is that, no, Jason Statham does not go on a killing spree. He does not get a gun. The twist here is that he goes and gets a job.
He gets a job.
Fool goes out and gets a job.
Put in an application.
Mm. He sure did. He took the piss test.
waited 2 weeks for them to call him back.
Yeah, he went and applied at Brinks Money. Brinks Security. What do they call them cars out them? Armored cars?
Armored cars.
Yeah. Goddamn Brinks. You know what I said.
Yeah, Brinks.
Brinks, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
What the fuck, you know what I'm talking about.
Brinks trucks.
Who else am I to show you my skills, man? You piss me off. But yeah, he's got this. He's working for the armored car division over here. And this is in the hope that this will lead him to his son's killer. At a time when they got caught up in an armored truck robbery that has gone horribly wrong. Like, they didn't even have anything to do with it. No. They just happened to be in traffic.
Mm-hmm. Wrong place, wrong time.
Wrong place, wrong time. Mm-hmm. But you know, wrong place, wrong time always leads up to fucking with the wrong man.
Too many wrongs.
And they don't ever make a right. Wrath of Man is the movie that we're talking about. The latest Jason Statham action flick, extraordinaire, extravaganza, epic. Let's go ahead and take a look at this. And this is directed by Guy Ritchie. Now, I know you really liked Guy Ritchie's last movie.
Yes, The Gentleman.
The Gentleman. You liked it, made your top 10 list.
It did.
Now, I'm very eager to see what you think of Lionel Richie.
Wrong Richie.
Oh, so is he very director one of these?
Yeah. We were running through the night. Let's go ahead and take a look at Guy Ritchie's latest. And I'm eager to hear what you think about
this. That's right, because last time we talked about this, I said Guy Ritchie can't make two good movies in a row.
Well, for you, let's see if he can. For you, I hope he does. Let's take a look at the trailer. We'll be right back with our review.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new addition. H.
Portico Security, specialized in cash trucks across L.A.
Do you have any idea how dangerous this job can be?
Some out there, yeah. We ain't the predators. We're the prey.
You ready?
Ready.
This is your temporary sidearm.
What happens if we're putting pistols in a machine gun fight?
Do you have a problem?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to get fucking shot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody should have a problem up in this bitch right now.
What?
It's a 10 grand drop. You should have been back 5 minutes ago.
They're serious.
Leave this to me.
Get in the truck next time.
Sorry, pal.
He would be so fired for this. The funny thing is about these kind of jobs, and maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like the more heroic you are, the more chance you have of getting fired.
Yes, because it's just money.
It's just money, yeah.
Yeah, you're not only taking a chance on you dying, you're taking a chance on all of your coworkers getting killed as well.
Yeah, exactly.
That money's insured.
Yeah, he's sitting up here firing in the middle of a residential district and shit right here. You know, you can't do that. You're like, well, I'm just here to kill people anyway. Yeah,
you know, you're like, what do I care if I get
it's,
fired?
It's a good thing.
I don't know. You work pretty hard to get the job, so I think you don't want to lose it on the first day. I don't know.
I'll just go and be a killer janitor or something.
Are you going Post Malone?
Post Malone.
You gotta love how everybody in that whole outfit, they keep on their mask except Post Malone.
Except Post Malone.
I gotta let you know it's me.
Well, they all don't have cool face tattoos like Post Malone. I don't care if they see me. I look good.
Thank you.
It's like he wants trucks to get hit. He's not a cop. And if he's not a cop, what is he?
A while back, we lost two guards for civilian too.
There was an investigation.
And they still haven't found the scum who did it.
You were in an accident.
Mama's son.
He didn't make it.
I need to know who killed my son.
The tree has been shook, and it's been shook hard. We've scorched the earth. Always be
a good boy. You started by saying you'd do anything. But what I'm hearing is, you think you've done everything.
I can see it's going to be a long night.
It's got to be an inside job. I can do it in 2 weeks. The one I wish you could do in 20 years. And I do bear a grudge.
Now, I know a lot of people are saying that this looks kind of silly, kind of crazy. Well, first of all,
are people saying that?
Yeah, well, some people are. In the chat, some people saying this looks. Some people saying this looks dumb as fuck or weird as fuck anyway. But this was, maybe this will give you a little more confidence. This was, or this is based on a French film. It's called Cash Truck in English. Don't ask me to say what the French name is here. But, you know, looking at this, I know you're probably thinking one thing, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But one of the things that you see that is signature of Guy Ritchie in this film is that he likes to narratively jump around, Tarantino style in a way. And that's cool at the beginning of this, but to me, he does a little bit too much later on in the film. Makes the movie feel unnecessarily longer than it needs to be. In order, this could have had a leaner narrative structure, especially with what they're doing with it. Because listen, this is not that deep of a film, okay? I mean, whether you like it or not, it's not that deep of a film. But then they try to make...
You sure? Because with that music and that style.
I know.
And with the way Jason Statham growls out his dialogue, mate. I don't know. It felt like it was deep to me.
Well, you can understand what he's saying. What? Fucking Pat, no! The people, this shit ain't that deep, and they're trying to treat it like it is, especially with the title screens, because they break this up in chapters. I'm like, chapters? Mm. Are you fucking serious? Like I said, first of all, this ain't Charles Dickens, all right? This ain't no deep shit. This is Jason Statham shooting people. Now, whatever you get out of this is still a Jason Statham blasting motherfuckers kind of movie. It don't need no chapters in it. And the chapters, they just sound dumb anyway. The chapters range from, they got really bad titles. Either they're, because I took a note of that. I looked at something because they range from being pretentious to just being stupid. They got one chapter that's called Bad Animals. Bad. I'm like, all right, you know, even with the context of what this is related to, we don't need this shit, all right?
Yeah, but it fools you the first couple times they do it.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like, okay, all right. it's almost like a novel I'm reading. And it's got this great setup, and Jason Statham, he's a man of mystery. And oh, it's got a character actor that I really love, McCallany, and they're introducing everybody. And sure, it's a lot of standard tough guy, overly testosterone dialogue, but these guys all have a certain charm to them. So yeah, man, you know what? Shit, I was wrong. I was talking shit, didn't know what I was saying. In about 20 minutes later, I was like, nope.
See, you did. You lasted.
I know.
You lasted longer. You lasted way longer than I did.
I know, because I kept holding on to the dream that, you know what? I like when I get proven wrong. This is going to be all right. And then it's after a while, you're like, this shit ain't deep. And with the jumping around, the flashbacks, which, okay, here's a clue. If your story works without flashbacks, then don't fucking use them.
Yes.
Because with every flashback that they go back further to explain things, each flashback made the whole story make less sense progressively till by the end. I was like, this was just dumb. What the hell?
They did so many flashbacks and got so crazy with it. It was like 5 weeks ago. They put it in 6 weeks ago. 1 year ago. And I'm like, is Rick and Morty going to jump out somewhere in the middle of this? Make this shit make any sense? Because you put it perfectly. Thank you. If you don't need to do it, don't do it.
No.
If you don't need chapters in this shit, don't do it. And I'm going to tell you why I didn't have any faith in this in the beginning. Because the moment they introduced these characters in here, all these characters were either boring, predictable, or terrible.
Yeah.
And I've watched, let me tell you this, I've watched enough, if any of us have watched enough movies, especially action movies, but if any of us have ever watched enough movies, you know who a villain is just by the actors.
Yep.
I saw one guy and I said, bitch, you are never up to no good. You ain't leaving this movie alive.
See, in the beginning, I thought, hey, he's playing a good guy this time. I like him. I like him playing good guys. And this is going to go well. And in the minute, in that scene you saw in that robbery, I was like, oh, motherfucker, is nobody going to, can nobody tell that he's in on it?
Oh,
goddamn.
Man, I said, you ain't leaving this movie alive because you're going to do something fucked up. And I'm like you, I gave him a chance. I gave that person a chance. And the moment I said, well, maybe he ain't so, oh, fuck, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Because at first I said, you know what? Maybe he's learned. Yeah. And by the end of this movie, I really just say, man, you ain't, like, it's a real problem, man, you ain't learned shit. You ain't learned a damn thing after getting your ass killed in all these other movies for doing messed up things.
And how come every time you have a crew of, say, soldiers or robbers, there's always one guy in there who's the wild card, who his mind ain't right. And somehow, nobody else in the crew can sense that. Nobody else there goes like, yeah, we don't need to do this with this guy.
Yeah.
And what happens?
Yeah.
That's the end of it.
Yeah. You wouldn't ruin that guy. You'd be like, hey, on this mission, are we killing people? Yeah, if we have to, all right. Bam! Start with this dude right here, because he's going to fuck all of us up.
Yep.
It always works out.
It does.
If y'all ever plan on, I'm not telling you to do this. But you plan on robbing heist or doing bank heist or robbing banks or something, the moment that dude's like, yeah, you know, kill that motherfucker now.
Yeah.
Don't say maybe.
Give him the wrong time to show up.
Yeah. If some dude sit up there talking about, ooh, I can't wait. No, if he's mouthing off.
Yeah.
If he's the one talking back.
Yeah, you say, hey, these are the rules. This is how we going to do it. And everybody goes, yeah. And that one guy's like, well, I don't know. No.
Well, here are the rules. I don't do so good with rules. You know what? Bam!
Yeah.
Now, who want to break rules? Who's next? Because y'all got that. He lets them know.
Yeah.
Oh, what is this about? Yeah. You know, hey, when are we going to do our thing? You know, that dude, cap his ass right then and there and get it over and done with.
And any crew that starts out going like, hey, this is going to be a quick job. We're going to do this. We're going to get in and out. Nobody gets greedy. And we all walk away with something. They are never going to stick to that plan.
No.
If they get away with it, it's only going to get more and more elaborate.
Yeah. And I didn't like any of these characters, man.
None of them.
The moment they introduced these characters, man, I said, y'all are some fucking idiots. All of you. Because I could tell they were stupid by their nicknames.
Yep, nicknames.
there was not one cool nickname among them. You had one dude called Hollow Bob. You had another dude named Sticky Joe. I'm like, what are they? Are they Garbage Pail Kids?
They grew up.
Sticky Joe and the worst one.
Boy Sweat Dave.
The worst one goes to Boy Sweat Dave, played by Josh Hart. And I was like, what kind of pedophile shit were you into that you got a name called Boy Sweat Dave?
Yeah, that you letting your friends call you that.
I would never do that shit. God damn, I'd rather have Sticky John than Boy Sweat. I know they probably, because either it's there's no good way to say that name. Because it either means that you punk out when things get hard, or you fuck little boys.
Yeah. Better to go with Jizzy McGee.
it's more out there. It'd be cool if their names were ironic.
Yeah, right?
Because y'all have stupid names, but if you can back it up, you're badasses. But
what's Jason Statham's character?
H.
No, I know, but I can't remember what his name was. But it's like, oh, that's your name? You're like, Herbert, I'm going to call you H. Wow, you worked on that all night.
Yeah. Oh, shit, it's better than Boy Sweat Dave, you know? Yeah, I'd be like, woo, I got off good.
I'm Herbert. No, no, he's H. Hey, everybody, he's H.
Yeah.
All right, I guess.
Yeah, well, it was either, you know, it was, with these guys, they're so childish.
Yeah,
it could have got worse because they could have been. Right. I'm saying the way the movie is because they in the movie they are so. When the movie opens up, they are literally doing locker room talk.
Yeah,
so it's all kind of racist and sexist.
Yeah,
homophobic. So H, if they cut off at H, that's good because one of them could have said, "Yeah, H for homo," you know, but they cut it off at H. And I don't even like. Was that in the movie? His name was Herbert because I didn't even.
It wasn't Herbert. I forgot what it was, but he gave his actual name. But he's like, I'm gonna call you H.
Yeah,
your name is gonna be H from now on.
But all these, you know, I was thinking it'd be cool if the names, if those nicknames were ironic because they were badasses, and it's like, no, they suck. All of them suck. When we introduced them all doing locker room talk, but the moment some shit goes down, they either sweating or crying or they do something stupid. That gets everybody. Let me just put it this way: none of them bitches are effective.
No,
none of them. None of them are good at that job at all. They're talking like you walking into a police precinct or something.
Like the Navy SEALs or something.
Yeah, like they're getting ready to go kill Osama bin Laden or some shit.
Yeah,
bitch, you guarding money.
Exactly.
That ain't even yours.
That's not even yours. And the protocol is, if you get robbed, you just go over here. Yeah. Take it.
She ain't talking like they in the locker room scene in RoboCop or something. It's like, no, y'all ain't shit, man. None of them are effective at their job. And the funny thing is, the lower you are on the tough guy pole, the more tough you try to act. Because at least these guys are going out into the action, for whatever that's worth. But they got but the one that wants to step up to Jason Statham and talk shit is the dispatch guy.
Yeah.
They got the fat ass dispatch guy. And by the way, they punked his ass. They talked him into doing it. But you want to go talk shit to Jason Statham. He's like, yeah, watch this. And it worked out just like you thought. Actually, it didn't, because they couldn't even deliver on that. They're like, you expect him to get his ass beat. And they're like, nah. And that, you know, and I can't blame Jason Statham. I'm like, you know, he ain't worth it.
Yo, action man. Can I buy you a beer?
Nah.
Hey, Cardigan.
Sorry. You mind?
Boy, you don't know how close you were to losing that dick. You know you fucking with it. Had this been Expendables or some other Jason Statham move, them nuts be up in your lungs right now.
It is funny he's wearing a Mr. Rogers sweater.
Though. Yeah. Looking like a bearded lesbian up in
here. Hey, Mary Poppins.
Sound like you can't handle a tough voice.
No.
The only one who can have a tough voice like that is Joe Pesci.
Right.
Yeah. Can't nobody have no Joe Pesci tough voice except Joe Pesci. But you can sit up here talking like goddamn one of the munchkins and with the bike.
Hey, tough guy. No, down here.
So, where'd you work before then?
Orange, Delta, Security,
Europe.
Jolly exciting, was it, mate?
Yeah. Spectacular.
You ain't much for talking, are you, Mary Poppins?
Oh, no, I can talk. I just don't want to talk to you. Let me buy you a beer. Just make sure you drink it over there.
Yeah, you ain't backing out of that shit. Keep your ass over there.
Yeah, like, yeah, we all saw that.
don't come back over here. You was talking shit earlier. Oh, what I will give the movie credit for, and this is coming from this being a remake of this French film, Cash Truck. What I will give it credit for is that this movie is not what is being marketed as. Because I know y'all were thinking, including me, I was thinking, oh, it's another one of those movies. You know, they didn't know that this guy used to be in Special Forces. They didn't know this guy has special skills right here. You know, little did they know that when they robbed the 7-Eleven, this motherfucker saw some shit go down in Afghanistan. You know, it's not one of those movies, man. I'm not going to say what it is. I will say that there are two signatures of Guy Ritchie in here. One is the jumping around in time, which did not work. But the other is, it is that Guy Ritchie gangster shit. That's all I'll say. It is not that tough guy movie, man, with a special set of skills.
But kind of is.
Well,
though.
It kind of turns into that.
Yeah.
You know what this really wants to be, what this is really trying to do right here. This movie it wants to be Heat. It wants to be Michael Mann. Mm-hmm. You know, it wants to be that kind of heist movie where it's gritty, that the shootouts. You know, they feel real when you're in the middle of them. You know, it wants to be a Michael Mann film, and it is not at all on that level. It actually kind of fails trying to achieve that.
Sure, sure. Because there's just, like you started out saying, it's just not that deep. It's not that much to it. It's pretty empty, and the little bit that is there, when you really sit and think about it, it's like, well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And, yeah, you're showing me this, but that doesn't mean that.
And
it just takes a long time to get where it's going.
Unnecessarily, because like I said, it's jumping around. But I did think that the action was decent. Now, did it reach? If there's any failure to be seen in here at all, I think it's just it didn't reach the heights that it wanted to. But if you're just watching this for like a pretty standard action film, it's decent. It's okay, especially when they're killing pop stars in this.
This guy's fucking around. He's throwing bags on the floor.
God fucking damn it.
Now, people, that is Post Malone. Now, let me just say this about Post Malone in this, because I don't want anybody to think I'm hating. I'm for and I'm behind any artist that's trying to expand their skills or range. They're trying to do other things. Do what you gotta do. But, let's just say that Post Malone ain't making things better at all. No. Let me just say that Jason Statham might have done this fool a favor.
Listen up, fuckboy. I said throw the money in the fucking flatbed. Try to get.
Is that a dude with cue cards in front of the truck?
Yeah, I know.
Damn. He's reading. Just staring. His eyes going back. Who's the fuckboy? And put it in the back. What is it again?
All right, cut. Let's just have him read it. Take 27.
You know what? He ain't been around this shit. Just write the shit on car. On fucking poster boards. Damn. Go stand in front of that car.
Just got to keep his eye line right there.
That fool is looking hard. You see
him? Listen up, fuck boy. I said throw the money in the fucking flatbed. Try to.
You can see. You can feel the person turn this shit.
What? Throw the money in the fucking flatbed.
Hey, like Martin said this earlier. Like everybody doing what they're supposed to do is proper criminals hiding their identity. But this fool got these face tattoos and these neck tattoos. Nah, they got to see my ass. I put too much money into this already.
Clever again, and old boy is getting a face full of shit.
Just do what he says.
Get in the truck next time, you fuck nut.
Sorry, pal.
He never should have been on that job. Right?
That was funny though.
He ain't even make a word.
It's the best action movie so far.
Please
I think they gave Jason Statham a real gun.
Right?
To shoot, to get his ass to act. You know what? Just really fire the motherfucker. You know? Just don't hit him. Or do. I don't give a fuck.
Whatever.
Yeah.
whatever improves his performance at this point.
Yeah, if Jason Statham really shooting at that motherfucker, shit! Fuck, man! What the fuck you doing? Cut! You were great! Fuck you!
That'd be funny if somebody in the crew just whispered to him, like, you know, Guy Ritchie uses live rounds.
What? Go. Shit! Fuck!
I mean, you know, like, can you think about this in the context of the movie? This makes it seem like these trucks get robbed every time they go out.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it does. Because that's never mind. I ain't going to say that. Well, you heard the trailer. That's his plan. That's his plan. It's like, you know what? Every time a truck goes out, I get to cap a motherfucker. This is GTA.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very GTA.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as GTA, you get to center in and kill everybody, and most time they ain't going to come near you.
Yeah, I was just saying, no, you tried to be Heat, and you end up being Grand Theft Auto, the video game. You end up being GTA 3, not even 5.
Damn. Yeah, because in 5, they had personality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they could act. I ain't trying to talk about Post Malone real bad, but, man, that is not a good look right there. You know, I saw a little bit of him in the movie that he was in with Mark Wahlberg, and it was not bad. Not bad in
that.
He was
fun in that film. Actually.
Yeah, he was. So I'm not even talking bad about it. I'm just saying the way they framed this, the way they directed this scene right here, ain't doing you no favors, man.
This is bad material.
Yeah. I did like Scott Eastwood. Scott Eastwood is, I've seen him in a lot of movies where they don't give him shit to do. At least he had something to do in this, man.
I don't think I've ever heard those words before.
Yeah.
I like Scott Eastwood in
this. They give him something to do, but he's still one note.
Yeah, no, he is. Yeah, he is. I agree with you. Man, like I said, they just gave you something.
I know you want to boost him up. You want to be on his side.
I do, man. You know, he's the next Clint Eastwood, whatever that's worth. He looks so much like his dad. You know?
Yeah, he does.
He looks so much like his dad, I want him to do well.
I know.
Why don't he like his dad?
Yeah.
But, they got Jeffrey Donovan in here, and he's almost wasted.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true. Jeffrey Donovan, he was the one with the beard. No, Jeffrey Donovan, he was the one.
The leader.
The leader. Yeah. Oh, wow. They don't even show him. Because they have two actors you don't see in here. Jeffrey Donovan and Jerry Garcia. Andy Garcia.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
There's two actors in here. And Andy Garcia, man, he just takes roles really for money.
He really does.
Pay me.
He's at that point in his career.
Andy Garcia, he really says, pay me to do nothing.
Right. Yeah. I will show up for a day, record all my scenes, and then just be on about my business and
use them
and cash
don't.
My check.
Yep. Y'all know Andy Garcia.
And honestly, his role in this was so completely dumb and unnecessary.
It really was.
Like, he was supposed to provide kind of context and a wrap up. It's like, we didn't need that. You actually made this whole thing make less sense.
He had one line in there. He had one line to say it was kind of okay. Let the painter paint. And even that sounded stupid in context of the movie. Yeah, man, Andy Garcia, he showed up in a movie for 2 seconds and they cut his ass off. He walked out of an elevator and they cut him off. Do you remember that movie?
What was that?
It was a movie where the dude woke that chick up from hypersleep. She's like, what the fuck you do?
Oh, yeah.
She says, you space
raped
me.
Right. Whoa.
Oh, Passengers.
Passengers, yes.
Yeah. And he walked out of an elevator and I think he was about to say something like, click. And it cut.
Yeah, he was about to explain something.
And they cut his ass off.
Yes.
Wow.
He looked bewildered, like he didn't even know what movie he was
in.
Right.
Hey,
he's like, what the fuck am I? He's like, this is not my penthouse. They cut his ass out of a movie. Yeah, man. And Jeffrey Donovan. Yeah, man. Honestly, Martin, I forgot that he was.
Yeah, him and Laz Alonso. I saw their names in the credits. I was like, oh, cool. They're in this.
Laz Alonso had a little more to do, but Jeffrey Donovan, they didn't do anything in here. Yeah, people. Yeah, there's, folks, you know, if you're looking for just an okay action film, you find it. Because I tell you, there's just no character to carry the action across. That would be so much better. It is very much almost a parody of an action movie.
Right. That's what I kept thinking, too. How much is a parody? Because it just pours in the tropes and the soulless tough guy dialogue. The only thing that keeps it from being fun is the running time and all that jumbling up the timeline.
There's the dialogue is so bad in this. The because I wrote so I wrote bad. Down some lines, man. People, these I wrote a couple. I wrote a couple, and I got one to show you. so this is you ever seen or heard tough guy dialogue where they try to be so tough that it ended up being stupid? Mm-hmm. So one of the lines here is, "Put your asshole back in your asshole." Another one.
It doesn't make any sense.
It don't make no sense. Here's another one. And if that was too complicated for you, that didn't make any sense. Let me break it down. Let me make it easy. Did you make a poo poo? That's a line in there. Okay. And it is not tough. It is not smart. It is not clever. And if it's not, look, if the lines are not laughable or dumb, they're just tough guy lines that are trying to be deep and you just roll your eyes.
He's not a cop. Doesn't smell like a cop.
But if he's not a cop, what is he?
He's a dark spirit.
My man Josh over there, he's like, yeah, that was deep, man. Man, that's deep. Dark fucking spirit, man. That's exactly what he is. Wait, yeah. What, y'all just get through smoking marijuana?
Yeah, exactly. You don't even know him.
What the fuck?
He y'all just started working there.
Yeah. You motherfucking drunk and smoking weed, and they trying to sound deep right now. You dark fucking spirit, man. Yeah. Josh Hartnett. Yeah, man, that's exactly what he is. You right, brother.
Yeah, that was at a point where I was hanging on, like, what's he going to say? What does he know? He's like, he's a dark spirit. I was like, oh, no.
Shut the fuck up.
This is done.
Let's just do shots. Shut the fuck up. People, contrary to how I may be coming across right now, I don't hate this movie. I think it's just—I think it's ridiculous as fuck. I don't think it's all that good. But as I said, as an action film, I think there's enough action and some small twist in there to hold your attention. It's, like I said, on a very basic level. But it's nothing that has long. It doesn't have long-lasting power. It's nothing that stands out. This is something that's going to be forgotten 2 days later. I already forgot half this movie, and I'm not. I say it all the time, but I'm being serious. Man, you brought up names, and we're like, "Oh, I forgot they were in here." And yeah. I saw that 2 days ago. Yeah, it's a rental, man. I know some action people going to like this for the action. Again, it's a movie that it's on. I'll watch it.
Damn.
But if you got something better to do, then chances are you are going to do it.
Yeah. And if you don't have something better to do, you'll figure out something better to do as you're watching this. This is that kind of movie that it's the reason why when people hear that Jason Statham has a new action movie, they go, rather than getting excited. And as much as it's the like, oh, it's reteaming him with Guy Ritchie, doesn't mean a goddamn difference. That means nothing. And everything you look for with Guy Ritchie, like the hyperactive camera work, that's not really there. I mean, camera work-wise and music-wise, it makes you think you're watching a better movie than you are. But like I said, it takes about 15 minutes to realize, okay, this is not that great. And the longer it goes on, the more it's like, wow, this actually sucks. I wish I could be as nice about it as Corey, but this was like, man, I was just like, I'm just one of these movies where I'm just waiting for it to be over. It's show me its cards. It's not going to do anything interesting. And if it was more fun, if it didn't take itself so seriously, it could have been a fun movie. Bordering on parody. But as it is, it's just like, huh. So you're just ridiculous and you don't even know that you are. Yeah, it's kind of a high sum of bullshit.
Oh, there you go, people. You know, I thought I was going to be hard on this. I thought I was the one that was going to come in here and be like, well, fuck this movie. I actually like it, but I can see where you're coming from. It's like, yeah, this is out there for me.
That, the way they wouldn't show it to us until right before
I see why. I see exactly why. Yeah, I don't know. You know, hey, if you're a Jason Statham fan, maybe. You know, if you just really love it, makes me look at some of the Transporter movies and like, maybe we need to get real stupid with it.
Yeah, right?
You know, maybe we need to get movies where you doing 20 flips in the air, you know.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
I think that's when he's really being entertaining. They're using his abilities to put him in good use.
Yeah. But yeah, you know. There you go, people. There you go, Martin. He cannot, for you, Guy Ritchie just cannot do two movies in a row that ain't good.
Hey, well, this won't be good.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Well, at least you have the next movie to look forward to.
No, it's not like it's not like it's one to one to one.
Oh, okay, fair
a lot
enough.
Of times there's one good one and then two or three.
A drought.
Oh. Maybe you need to give him a call. Look, bitch, what you doing? Make my movie. Oh, yeah, people. Well, there you go. A rental from me, and what'd you give? High some old bullshit. Mm-hmm. That's positive.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's high in something.
I'm positive that it's some bullshit.
Yeah, it's high. High in some shit, but, you know, it's high. All right, people. Let's see. Somebody say, Corey, you sure you want to go back to driving jet skis and doing 20 flips in the air before you kick somebody? Yeah, we'll after watching this, yeah.
I'll
take that.
Yeah, so you might show me that and be like, oh, that's so bad. And then see this and like, wait, let me see that other thing again.
Yeah. Shit, go direct Aladdin too. So,
shit. Iago's Revenge.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, all right, people.
Shama, dear, yeah. We ain't the predators. We're the prey.
You ready?